Hello, my name is Daniel Cleary. I am the AMR operator, and today I wanted to show an example of a podcast you can do in our room now. We have three microphones available to do a podcast. It doesn't have to be three. You can do just one, two, or three, your choice. And today in the studio, I have myself, Daniel Cleary. I have my boss, Bill Sommer, and I have my coworker, Clara Lindley. And today we're going to talk about dogs. So I'll start. I have two dogs. I have a brown lab named Leela, and we recently got a puppy who is a black lab named Rolo.
Cool name, Rolo. Mm-hmm. I this is Clara. Hi, Dan. Thanks for inviting me. This is beautiful setup you got here. I have one dog. His name is Murphy. He's a bit of a nut. He's a rescue. He has a story, backstory. I won't even go into his backstory, but he's cool. He's a cool little guy, though. We always say, oh, he's so sweet. That Murphy's so sweet, but I love dogs. And what kind of dog you got, Bill?
Well, thanks for the invite, Dan. Great to be here. And great setup. I got two dogs. So I've got a Minpin, a little 11-pounder. Her name is Maymay. And we have a new dog. Lola, she's a labradoodle, too smart for her own good, and of course she likes socks and sticks. Next challenge for her is getting out into the pool, and then we're going to get her into the ocean for a little paddleboarding. So we're excited about that, and matter of fact, she just got her hair cut, and looking good and smelling good.
Nice.
The mobile groomer is a friend of ours, so if you need a mobile groomer, let me know. I can pass the contact along.
So yeah, the puppy, we named him Rolo because I have been trying to name either one of my children Roland, and I got denied both times.
What's the name?
Roland. I've always wanted one of my kids to be named Roland, and I got shot down by everyone. Oh. So the compromise is that I would name a dog Rolo.
Next best choice.
This is the compromise. Like, can't name my kids, but yeah, you can name a dog.
That brings up Murphy got his name because my wife's favorite restaurant that she grew up in, it still exists in her hometown of Dawson, Pennsylvania, is called Bud Murphy's Pizza. And when she got Murphy, I don't know, somehow I said, let's call him Murphy for Bud Murphy's. So we call him Bud Murphy. Sometimes it goes into Bud Murphy Brown, you know, riffing on the names and stuff. And yeah, so he doesn't know what his name is. But again, he's nuts. So he doesn't care what his name is. He comes when he wants to come, and you know, he rules the roost.
Yeah. So recently, my wife had to go back to work 2 days a week. So a little transition, kenneling Lola. So she's in there 8-9 hours a day with no issues, thankfully. But she comes out firing, high energy, of course, if you know labradoodles. So a lot of walking. Fortunately, we have a big backyard. You know, she's plays catch great off the first bounce. She skies and grabs the ball, so, great fun.
Does she bring it back? Because that's one thing that Murphy won't do. He, he'll chase it all day, but once he gets it, he wants me to chase him.
Yeah, great learning curve with her. I got her to bring it back within a day or two, and now I'm showing off with her a little bit. She brings it back, and I spread my legs, and she runs through my legs just to, just to be fancy about it.
That's cool. It's probably me that's untrainable, but Murphy just seems untrainable in that regard. But
my first dog Leela lives to fetch. Didn't teach her, bred in. I mean, if I was a hunter, she'd be the perfect hunting dog. She lives for it. I mean, we'll go to the dog park. She'll ignore every single dog, and it's just about that ball.
Oh wow!
Where is the ball? Let's throw it. Other dog, go away.
I don't want to socialize.
Yeah, I don't. We fetch. Why are you not fetching? I'm fetching.
Yeah, so after Ian, of course, thankfully, it was a miss for us, as you know, but it did leave about 2,000 sticks in the front and back. So for the most part, Lola's been at Disneyland for the last week and a half.
Yeah.
So now that we got the sticks up, it's back to the ball. But her latest thing is she actually grabbed firewood. She's helping me.
Oh, no.
She's helping me make the fire now. So she's grabbing firewood. She's graduating to bigger sticks, let's say.
Oh, that is so cute. I thought you meant firewood, like out of the fire pit. And I was like, whoa, no, wait a minute.
My older dog, she chews sticks too. Do you, and I don't know this, but they don't eat it, right? They just chew it and just turn it into mulch, right?
It just seems like that. I mean, I do find some pieces on the back end, of course, but yeah, they just seem to chew on it.
Chew on it and bleh.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. That's what I told my wife. She's like, she's eating it. I'm like, I don't think she is. I think it's just kind of like dog
crunch,
gum.
Crunch and munch. And,
crunch and munch.
Just
kind
of spit it out.
We had a backyard full of sticks too. Murphy picks up the sticks and then he proceeds to run like the crazy dog that he is around the backyard. And not this time, but there was one time a while back, he picked up a stick. He has it. It's like this long. He's running in the backyard, and he runs between two chairs, and that was...
Ouch.
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 Yeah, Bud Murphy's getting a bad rep from his mom right here, but he is, I'm telling you, he's nutty. I've never had such a nutso dog,
but he's so sweet.
Gotta love him.
What I learned from the puppy... Because when we got Leela, she was just getting out of the puppy phase. But Rolo's a true blue puppy. Their nails are so sharp. And I didn't know because I'd wake up and it's like Freddy Krueger across my face. I'm like, oh my goodness. You know, like, okay, let's go outside. I'm so sorry.
Oh, yeah. Got to watch those eyeballs.
Tiny little nails.
Do you trim?
Because we're going to have to because they're really sharp.
I got that mobile groomer for you.
Here we go.
We try to trim Murphy's because he's the same way, Freddy Krueger nails, and so Dee'll hold him and I'll trim them. But our neighbor, they have a whole backyard full of dogs. They just got a thing one of those sling things that you can hang them in. I was like, oh, we might have to get one of those.
Oh, yeah,
and
not
hang, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
You put them in there so that they're all four paws are sticking out there. And
have to check that out.
Yeah. She said you bought it off of Amazon for, pretty cheap, but then you have to find a place to hang it. So I think we're just going to go down to their house and put them in they're about the same size dogs. So.
Yeah, we trim Maymay ourselves, and she's a little drama queen. So we do the top, we do the front ones, and then the bottom ones. Of course, you got to give them a good walk on the concrete to basically file those down. They're both cute.
Did you guys ever try those rotary things? Those never worked.
Oh, like a grinder?
They were touting them on TV, and we bought one. And my dog didn't like the sound.
Sound and the feeling.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think it's
and
a turnoff to them.
I'd still be trying to do Dexter's. This was my previous dog. His name was Dexter. And, he didn't like the sound. And it just didn't seem to work very good. So, I don't know. Somebody told me a Dremel tool, but I'm like, well, that would be even louder.
So what are your thoughts on the dog parks or they mix it up with like the Brews and the Hounds type places where, you can grab a beer and let your dog run around. Have you guys tried any of these places around town?
I haven't tried one of those places. Now, what we did do, because we were looking at boarding Murphy, we took him to a Pet Paradise. They had just built one by us. They had an open house. We took him there for what they call day camp. And he loves other dogs. The thing with him about day camp is because they have a camera, you can watch him in day camp all day. And I don't think that Murphy barely took a drink of water all day. He was following all of the other dogs around. He was following them when the people would come into the place. But he loves other dogs. As a matter of fact, I keep saying, I think we should get another dog for Murphy. I think that he would love it. But the spouse doesn't want to go there. So
yeah, so the socializing is key. And it's good, walk them in the neighborhood. They see other people. They see other dogs. But of course, you are their master. So they're going to follow you wherever you go. So.
I've never heard of the places you're talking. That's very cool. In Maryland, where I used to live, they had a place called Glory Days. It was a restaurant where you could just bring your dog and it would sit next to you.
Pet friendly, absolutely.
That's cool.
I thought it was the best thing ever because you could take your dog for a walk and then you can go get something to eat and then, go home or whatever. Because typically after a walk, we like to go to lunch. But if you have a dog, you got to make the decision dog sit in the car for an hour or we just go home.
Right.
But places like that,
definitely
awesome.
A logistical issue when you bring the dog. Absolutely.
There are more and more restaurants that are dog friendly. As a matter of fact, on Amelia Island, I think that there's two or three restaurants that are dog friendly.
They just let you bring it in there?
Yeah, yep. Yeah.
That's
yeah.
Cool.
Or maybe like the outside area.
Yeah, totally. I can see that.
Now I have to bring my dog to that point. Obviously, the little one, the Min Pin, she's a little skittish. Might not be an option. But with Lola, obviously a Labradoodle, a little more training, perhaps we'll get there.
All right, we're going to call that a wrap on our dog talk today. Thank you for listening. If you are interested in doing a video or a podcast, you can go to our website at med.jax.ufl.edu/academic-media-room. That's what AMR stands for. Can't wait to hear from you.
Yep, come on down.
Come on down.
Thanks again, Dan.
Dan's a great host.